what you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
Hey, Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Well, what happens when the police try to do the right thing? Well, if you've listened to the show before, you probably already know the answer. First of all, most police try to avoid doing the right thing when it comes to exposing their corrupt co-officers. Because, well, they know that they'll suffer consequences. Because they know, if you're a good cop, you probably know that the corruption rises through the ranks. We've had cops tell us this. Multiple police, multiple former cops, telling us this over the years on this program. That the corruption is systemic. That the most corrupt and corruptible rise up in the power structure of the government police departments. And if you try to speak out about some of the abuses and some of the awful things that you know are going on from the inside, you're punished. They will, put you on the overnight shift if you were previously on days. Or they'll cut you out of doing overtime, which is pretty sweet when you're a cop, overtime, time and a half. And,
yeah.
You know,
it's $100 an hour.
Yeah, it's nice. So there's punishment. And, the good cops know this. So they unfortunately are relegated to keeping their good copiness quiet and just kind of doing the right thing when they get the opportunity quietly. And usually that just means helping you out and not going and throwing the book at you, that kind of thing. If they pull you over, not arresting you for marijuana and just giving you a ticket or something like that. I mean, that tends to be how good cops, the better cops, do their thing, is they, they use their discretion personally to look the other way. But as far as chasing down the corruption in their own ranks, they are pretty much neutered. There's really not much that can be done. And when they stand up for themselves, when they stand up for what they believe in, when they stand up for the oath that they took, they're still punished. In the case of our friend Brad Jardis, who is one of the law enforcement against prohibition members here in New Hampshire, he stood up for what he believed in as far as his viewpoint on ending the war on drugs. And as a result of that, he's been punished. As a result of that, you could look at it as being punished, or you can look at it as a paid vacation. He's on paid vacation right now as they've suspended him, pending some sort of investigation, trying to allegedly get him fired, right?
Government jobs are nice, huh?
They are, right. It is sweet when you get paid vacation, just, sit around, do nothing.
Really hard to get fired from a government job, so I guess.
So that's what's happening with him right now.
I saw one of his Facebook updates. He's going to get paid to do a yoga class earlier today yesterday or something.
It's sweet. But he really wants to be back out there. I mean, Brad is somebody who got into law enforcement because he wanted to catch the bad guys.
Right. There's all different personalities that get into law enforcement, and Brad's got one of those that you really want to have gotten into law enforcement.
Yes.
He's one of those good guys, and he keeps his armor polished to gleaming white, and he likes to help people.
That's exactly why he got into to the business. So he would rather not be sitting on the sideline collecting a paycheck, as nice and cushy as that might be. He'd rather be out there going after real criminals that are really hurting people. But he can't. What were you going to say,
Dan? I was going to say it's a real dilemma for me. I imagine if I were in that position, I wouldn't be able to do it. And I know Brad, in his mind, if he's gone, then someone much worse is going to be in that role, but it's such a dilemma because you have to, he can't act in accordance with his principles in that.
He can. Cops have discretion.
Like you said, and get
what he can't do.
All this stuff he's going through right now.
Right. There's a level to which he can avoid enforcing bad laws. He can, when he's out on his own, he can use total discretion and do what he thinks is right. But as far as bringing his coworkers to accountability for the things that they've done, there's very little that can be done because the thin blue line is essentially it's a gang. The police are a gang. In fact, they even have a symbol. If you look at a police officer's off-duty car, you'll usually see a thin blue line sticker somewhere on the back.
It's a black sticker with a sort of a pretty dark blue line on it.
Yep, that's their symbol. It's their gang symbol. It's kind of their way to let their co-gang members know in other gang territories that they're one of them.
Right. It's the you shouldn't be giving me a ticket sticker.
Now,
everybody tries to buy one. You know, people try to buy the Sheriff's Department Fraternal Organization of Police sticker thing they put on their cars, and as I understand it, that doesn't work at all. But this thin blue line sticker, that's the "we're in the club, don't give us a ticket" sticker.
They even started a forum where they complain about cops who do not obey those rules, that you're not supposed to give other cops tickets and
right.
things like that.
The professional courtesy. Like, that's what they call it.
Yeah.
It's professional courtesy. So, and yeah, it upsets them when a cop will ticket another cop. And indeed, the thin blue line sticker is kind of becoming known, at least among certain circles, and so it doesn't hold the same validity that it once used to when it was more of an insider thing. Like, we just outed them on national radio, so anybody that wants to go to a police supply shop can find themselves these stickers and buy them. I have a few of them myself, so. but the reason I bring all this up is to preface another example, in case you needed it, from a completely different situation. It's not an officer speaking out on a policy like our friend Brad Jardis has done being punished. In this case, it's an officer refusing to follow an order that he believed was wrong. So in the presence of another officer, a commanding officer, this man had the courage to say, "No, I'm not going to do that." What happened to him? Here's a story. From AustinChronicle.com, former Austin Police Department rookie officer Ramon Perez filed a civil lawsuit against the department last December, his former supervisors and an APD psychologist claiming he was forced to resign because of his religious beliefs after he refused to comply with the supervisor's order to use excessive force on a suspect. In essence, Perez argues he was forced to resign in violation of his constitutional rights after refusing to violate the rights of another. According to the lawsuit in January of 2005, Perez, then a rookie, still on probation and thus notably not subject to civil service law protection, was punitively transferred because this, like teachers, there's a phase when you're a new hire as a police officer where you can actually be removed fairly mm-hmm. easily. So he was still in that.
So it's the indoctrination phase,
right?
Because you know this is the point where
do as we say phase,
right? If you have these, if you have this rigid moral spine, we're going to find it in this time frame, and we're going to be able to trot you out the door a little more quickly because you won't be a full fledged member because we already said so.
So he was punitively transferred from day patrol to night shift.
This, is similar hazing processes and things like this go on in fraternities and all kinds of organization.
Sure.
This is just the hazing period.
So he was transferred to a night shift as a result because he'd refused a senior officer's order to use his electroshock taser gun on an elderly man in questionable health who was suspected of family violence. Now, on January 15th of 05, Perez responded to a domestic violence call where he met a woman who said her husband had pushed her down and hurt her arms. Well, that's a pretty serious allegation. While interviewing the woman outside her home, Perez said her husband came outside, keys and coffee in hand, and headed to his car in an attempt to leave. Perez told him to stop, he said, but before he could direct the man further, his backup, Senior Police Officer Robert Paranich, lunged at the man from behind, causing him to lose his balance. Remember, the guy is elderly. "I consider that an escalation of force," said Perez, "and not a controlled way to get the man under control with the least amount of force possible, as is required by APD policy." So as a police officer, you are supposed to be very judicious in your use of force.
That's what they write down on their pieces of paper.
Right. And he was...
It's nice rhetoric.
You know, having been a rookie here, or being a rookie here, he's freshly read that policy, and so he knows what it says, and he's decided that lunging and tackling this man from behind was a little excessive
right.
on the part of his
supervisor. A doddering old man.
So while the man struggled to regain his balance, Perez said Paranich ordered him to use his taser on the man. Perez refused, because the man wasn't resisting arrest, and Perez was sure the man could be placed under arrest with lesser force. Additionally, Perez said the man appeared to be in poor health and a likely candidate for a heart attack, two additional factors that APD's taser policy asks officers to consider before using the weapon. So do you see where we are right now? This
yes.
man tried to do what
senior
he thought
officer
right.
says, tase him. He says, no.
No, that's an old man. Let's just
It'll
put
kill
his hands
him.
Behind his
Couldn't
back.
Kill him.
We can just grab him, and we'll be able to handle him. He's an old, doddering old man.
And he disobeyed in front of people.
Yes, he did. And what happened to him? We'll give you the rest of the story here in moments and take your calls about what you want at 800-259-9231.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast. And at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees. Restrictions apply. Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Do you like your credit card company? Well, I'll give you a reason not to. I got my tax refund and used it to finally pay off some of my debt rather than putting it into an emergency fund. I figured I could always use my credit card for unexpected expenses or even my property taxes. Less than 24 hours later, my credit card company reduced my credit line by exactly what I paid them. I had no more credit and no money left for emergencies. Banks have changed. If you're still struggling with or behind on credit cards and medical bills, you need to protect yourself and your family before you make a bad decision. Call us now to learn the truth about your debt options. Our Debt Help Expert Service will explain your options discreetly for absolutely free. The number is 1-800-677-7144. We work for you and not for a greedy bank. Call us now at 800-677-7144. Again, that's 800-677-7144.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
I have owned every light you can think of, and my pack light is the one I refuse to leave home without.
That's what Jerry from Oregon said.
Your flashlights are the best. We bought some 3 years ago, and all three pack lights have gone through two hurricanes each, and they just keep going on and on.
And that's what Albert in Florida said about the amazing pack light. Pack light's multicolored calves come equipped with two high-powered LED lights, snap on to any 9-volt battery, and will last over 1,200 hours. Listen to what Jerry from Michigan said.
After carrying a pack light in my pants pocket for 2 years, it was bound to happen. The pants and the light went through the wash together, and it still works.
The pack light has a 25-year warranty, starts at just $12.99, and is an excellent gift idea. Order yours today at 9voltlight.com or call toll-free 877-715-4448. Use coupon code RADIO and receive free shipping. Be prepared with a pack light. Remember, 9voltlight.com or call 877-715-4448. 877-715-4448.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And freetalklive.com. The features there, by the way, include the updates. You get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. You know it first if you're on the list at updates.freetalklive.com. In fact, an update went out today I believe it was today, WGIN, our affiliate in the seacoast of New Hampshire, is back on board with us. So I sent out that notice, and you'll get all kinds of info if you're at updates.freetalklive.com. As we continue the story, and then we'll get right into your phone calls here, but starting out the show talking about Ramon Perez, he was an officer with the Austin Police Department, and he was a rookie, which is why it was so easy for them to dump him. And why did they dump him? Well, because he dared to disobey his senior officer. Senior officer who demanded that Ramon Perez fire his taser at an old man, an elderly gentleman who had been accused of attacking his wife to some extent. But he wasn't attacking the police. He'd come out of his home and was attempting to get to his car when the senior officer rushed him and almost tackled him from behind. The man was struggling to regain his balance when the senior officer demanded that Officer Perez shoot his taser at the man. And Perez refused to do so because he said in his statement later on that he believed they could get the man, that they could arrest this elderly gentleman without the use of a taser.
Right. Imagine if you're the rookie there. You've just recently read the books. The books say, be judicious in your use of force. You should only use as much force as necessary to subdue a subject. Be careful with your taser, especially with old people and people with heart conditions,
yeah,
because it may kill them. And then your commanding officer, the sergeant you're riding with, says to ignore all that stuff and do something different. I mean, imagine you're likely to just stop and not know what to do. You've been given two different pieces of information.
Right. And so that's what he did. He said he was not going to go forward with that because he believed he could bring him under control. Indeed, the man appeared to be in poor health and a likely candidate for a heart attack, so he did not feel comfortable from any perspective using the taser in this case.
You know what? I firmly believe that power corrupts, and I think when someone gets in that position, they probably start off like that rookie did. He's probably going into that thinking, he read that and thought, that's really good, a really good thing. I need to follow that and stay out of trouble, make sure I do my job well, because who knows what kind of repercussions, this is really important work. I'm trying to protect people. I don't want to hurt innocent people. And then they get in there, and you've got this guy who's been in there a while, the chief ordering him to do something. Ordering him to do something. And to him, I think he's really angry because someone is not immediately obeying him.
Right. And I'd like to speak to this. The people that have been listening for a while know that I spent 9 years in prison. And there's a similar attitude amongst correctional officers out there. And I had a couple of run-ins, but one in particular comes to mind where something like this happened to me. An officer that we called Tuba, I can't remember what his name was, but Officer Tuba said, it wasn't his real name, his nickname. And I had a plumbing problem in my canteen cage, and I'm just like, hey, can you call the maintenance people? I've got a plumbing problem. He said, turn on the water, I want to see. Okay, Officer Tuba, not a plumber. All right? He's a correctional officer.
Yeah.
And I know that there's a problem, and that if I turn on the water, I'm going to have a floor full of water. I said, no, could you please call the maintenance people? He said, turn on the water. I said, no. He said, turn on the water right now, or I'm calling the sergeant. I said, neither you nor the sergeant are welcome in this canteen cage, because only the officer in charge, the OIC, can come in this canteen mm-hmm. cage. You can call him or maintenance, but I'm not turning on this water. I'm mopping this up so that you can see whether or not the plumbing doesn't work. The plumbing doesn't work. And holy crap.
After I
said that, there were people out in the visiting park. I don't think they could have heard and with this exchange going on, but they were relatively close. My God, he drug me into the other room and just screamed and ranted and raved. He called the maintenance people, but he hated it.
Insubordinate.
He did understand that those were the rules, and there was nothing that he could do about it in that instance, but it wasn't.
Yeah, he tried his power play, and it didn't work out for him.
Well, I was good and scared, admittedly.
But you didn't bend to him. In the end, in this case, Perez and...
Well, at that point, he didn't ask me to bend again. You understand?
Right.
Like once he took me into the room and yelled, he didn't say, what would happen. I'm like, look, it's plugged up. It's gonna go all over the floor.
In the end, Perez and Parnich were able to get the man on the ground and in cuffs with no more force than soft hand control, said Perez, a fact that proves the taser wasn't needed. If more force were necessary, then we wouldn't be able to take him down, he said at a press conference. That means I did the constitutionally correct thing and followed the policy. Nevertheless, shortly thereafter, Perez and his attorneys say that he was transferred to the night shift. Just 2 months later, shortly after Perez again questioned his supervisors, in this case, about their apparent disapproval of his handling of a high-risk car stop in connection with the gang suppression unit detectives, Perez said Brown ordered him to report to APD psychologist Logan for a meeting designed to help facilitate better communication between Perez and Brown. This is the sergeant, Jesse Brown. Perez said he was told the session with Logan would be spent practicing word games, a fact that he said Logan confirmed, but in fact, unbeknownst to Perez, the meeting was intended as a fit-for-duty review, the outcome of which could bolster the supervisor's desire to terminate Perez. Indeed, Logan's four-page report mentions nothing about word games and instead focuses almost entirely on Perez's moral and religious beliefs, which Logan concludes are so strong they are an impairment to his ability to be a police officer. The report concludes that Perez, a self-described non-denominational fundamentalist Christian, is in fact so impaired by his moral convictions that he is incapable of taking in and processing information, especially that which may be in conflict with his already held beliefs. Perez is defensive and not able to take in feedbacks from supervisors, she wrote. So because this man has a firm moral foundation, he's unfit for police duty. According to the police.
Please remember that the Star Wars movies, which were written as a commentary on American society and government, they talked about these clones, the stormtroopers. Mm-hmm. They were bred in order to be, that they essentially would believe what they were told and believe it vehemently. This is essentially what they're asking for from their police. They no longer want people who believe in right and wrong. They want people that will follow orders.
That's right. They don't want people independently thinking for themselves and trying to reason and use rationale and figure things out on the ground. They just want them to blindly do as they're told.
I was suggesting that police officers in the past, and I do sort of believe this, in the past, believed more in right and wrong. I believe that. However, I have no evidence that that's true. So, maybe it is that police officers have always been valued for their ability to follow orders as opposed to doing things that are right and wrong. I don't necessarily believe that, but that's.
But that's the way it is on the Andy Griffith Show.
Yeah, that's where it comes from for me. My picture of a good police officer is Andy Griffith and his old 38 revolver, which generally stays in the desk and he keeps the bullet for Barney's gun in his pocket.
I thought Barney kept his bullet.
Maybe
in
he does. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's more to the story, a little bit more, and then we'll get to your calls about whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. So, relegated to the night shift for refusing to tase an elderly man who did not need to be tased, and then shortly thereafter sent to a psychological evaluation just because he's got morals and he's not willing to use excessive force. Free Talk Live.
Times are tough, and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food. PatriotFood.com is different because our dry food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
If you always thought an emu was a large, flightless Australian bird not much good for anything, you'd be, well, very wrong. Introducing ValleyViewEmus.com. Valley View Emus is a small, woman-owned family farm in Fenimore, Wisconsin, operated by Betty Lou Kaufman. Betty Lou assures you life gets better when you reap the health and wellness benefits of her high-quality emu products. A full line of the highest quality emu oils, lotions, craft products, pet care, and emu meats. The health benefits of emu oil alone own will amaze you. Learn more about the complete line of Emu products at ValleyViewEmus.com. And when you're ready, go right to the online shopping cart to place your order. Valley View Emus offers a 30-day money-back guarantee on all sales. Visit ValleyViewEmus.com. That's Valley, V-I-E-W-E-M-U-S.com. Or call Betty Lou toll-free at 877-436-8537. Valley View Emus, where farm to fresh means quality and care.
Toxins are in our foods, and chemicals are in our air. Chemicals are in our water supply. We purify our air and we purify our water, and yet we forget to purify our bodies. Funny, our bodies continue to absorb these deadly toxins and chemicals every day. Isn't it time to make a change? Maybe a life change? Get rid of toxins and chemicals. GetTheTea.com. Log on to GetTheTea.com and order your protection today. Our testimonies tell the truth. GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals, lose some weight, and get free from unhealthy living. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from HempUSA.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at HempUSA.org today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on this site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video and show they are indeed listeners of Free Talk Live. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. See it for yourself. Shrine.freetalklive.com. And now is the time. And you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus 30 state concealed weapon permit, and get a free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's frontsight.com. And we're talking about the police and how it is that they target their own as soon as they step out of line. As soon as you step out of line from the department policy, from the public line that they take,
it's
on
not even
drugs.
The department of policy. I mean, it's necessarily in this particular case, this is the kind of training that goes on behind the scenes. They've got the stuff they write down, and this guy was following the stuff they write down.
Yeah,
this was not obeying superiors.
That's true. And
that
indeed,
were giving orders directly contrary to
the policy.
I've always said there's really only one law, and this applies to everyone, but it seems to apply in this case too, and that is do not disobey.
Even in the only law. Even in the case of the cops, because that's what happened here was the police officer was a rookie, Ramon Perez in Austin, was ordered to use a taser on an elderly suspect who was not going to be a problem arresting otherwise. And Perez pointed that out.
It ended up being the truth, too.
Yep, soft hand tactics were all they needed to take this guy into custody.
They just put his hands, took his hands, put them behind his back, put the handcuffs on him, and gently put him into the car.
But the commanding officer in that case wanted to take him to the wall and tackle him and then use a taser on him. And it was completely unnecessary. And this man stood up for what he believed in. He stood up for following the policy that he'd sworn to follow, and because of that, he was punished. He was taken down from a day shift to a night shift, and then shortly thereafter was sent in for a psych evaluation because they didn't like how he handled another situation. And so in the four-page report, one of the things it said was that Officer Perez has a well-developed set of personal beliefs. These seem to be based primarily on his religious beliefs, and it's obvious he spent a lot of time reflecting upon and developing these views, she wrote. He takes pride in the fact that he's an ordained minister who on occasion preaches to congregations in the Austin area, and that he and his wife homeschool their children in accordance with their value system. She concludes
had to put in that homeschooling thing because it paints him as a nut.
She concludes that as admirable as these beliefs may be, they seem to play a role in his defensiveness in that they provide him with rationale for explaining how his views differ with others. Only a month later, Perez was given a choice: either resign from the department and keep his peace officer license, or be fired and lose his license and with it any ability to work as a cop elsewhere. Still unclear why he was being fired, the city of Austin fought Perez's request for copies of Logan's report for more than a year. They wouldn't even give him a copy of the psych evaluation. Until the attorney general stepped in, ordering the city to release the record, he chose to resign and kept his license. Until the attorney general ordered the city to release the document this fall, Perez believed that Logan's report said only nice things about his religious beliefs, which is what he'd been told by his supervisors at the police department. So, just the lying and the covering up and the corruption all the way up through the ranks. Annie Morgan, the chief's litigator, or the city's chief litigator, told the Statesman that the city doesn't discriminate based on religion, and that Perez was fired for poor performance.
Well, you know, I should point out that some people are offended by your attorney genital name.
That's okay.
That it's not really very fair to genitals.
You know, it's a good point. It's a good point. But oh well, no one can really speak for the genitals. So
the I'm completely baffled.
Oh, right. I derailed your train of thought.
I'm a Quaker, right? And yeah. If I were to try to go get a job. Let's put aside the felony conviction for a minute. Try to go get a job as a cop. I can see why there might be a conflict there. Now, I don't know why I would be going to get a job as a cop, but let's say that I wanted to. And then the situation arose where I needed to use force against someone else, and it's against my moral beliefs, so therefore I'm not going to do it. I can see why I would not be qualified to be a police officer in that instance.
But
so,
he doesn't have that belief system. He's not opposed to using force.
Right, but I'm saying that I don't see a problem with discriminating against someone because of their religious belief necessarily.
I see.
That's what he's claiming. And I believe that organizations and people in organizations should be able to hire based on whatever criteria they want to hire on. And
but government?
Well, I think government doesn't have any legitimacy anyway, in that particular arena. But you know,
I agree. Usually what I hear from people who have who are sort of libertarian-ish is that private entities should be able to discriminate for any reason whatsoever, but government should not be able to.
I would agree with that, but it puts government in a conundrum. Can you see why the government would not want to have a police force full of Quakers? I mean, what good is a Quaker cop?
I've always said that, you know, the word discrimination is misleading because you ought to be able to discriminate on the basis of things that are relevant to the job. You know, never
is
something like race or, you know, religion are part of that. But
can you do the job? This guy was doing his job. He was following the city's policy, but apparently it's more important to follow the arbitrary diktats of your superior officers, and so they fired him. Just wanted to share that with you as yet another example, in case you needed it, of what happens to the good guys out there, the ones that are trying to do what they think is right, the ones that are trying to do the right thing inside this awful structure where so many people are hurt, so many people are tortured and separated from their loved ones. This guy tried to do a little bit to make a difference by not tasering an elderly man and lost his job as a cop because of it. It's crazy. Let's go to your calls about what you want across the pond to Ziggy in the UK. Ziggy, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there. Ziggy? He's gone. Apologies. Let's talk to Mark in Brazil instead. Somewhere else. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to ask you guys about vaccines.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, you guys, I've heard you discuss it several times, and I pick up on a couple of things, and I want to just point them out, and correct me if I'm wrong, but the one thing that seems to come up quite often is a position that you're not sure that they're effective.
Well, I think that vaccines the vaccines are somewhat effective, yeah.
Okay, but you're not sure. You have doubts about it, right?
I think that they're portrayed.
You're not
portrayed,
vaccinated, kid, right?
I think they're portrayed. My kid is not vaccinated. But they're portrayed as being.
If you thought they were effective, you would vaccinate your kid, right?
Their vaccines are portrayed as effective in the sense that they are effective, whereas they're only somewhat effective. So if you were to vaccinate your child, they could still come in contact with the disease and get the disease, right?
Sure. I didn't say that they were 100% cure. I said that. Whether they're effective or not.
Right, and but do you understand how the word...
It's also possible for some to be and some not to be,
huh?
And to have... It's also possible to believe some are and some are some... There's sufficient proof to believe that they're going to be effective enough to warrant trying them, and there's times when perhaps they're not tested as well and people don't feel as confident about it. So it's
sure,
not,
but
it's not a black
at the end
and white
of the day,
issue.
Mark is skeptical enough to not vaccinate his kid.
Okay,
yes.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Can't say I blame him. I mean, I don't know about injecting somebody with something that's unnecessary.
I'm just trying to make sure I understand correctly your guys' position.
But I don't know if Mark is you guys' position. I don't have kids. I'm a little bit uncertain about it myself. I don't really see
you're skeptical
reason.
As well, Ian, right?
I'm pretty skeptical because it seems to me that every time you vaccinate people, some people are going to have some pretty serious side effects, whereas outside of that, what are the odds that I'm going to come down with, the mumps or whatever the hell it is that they're vaccinating kids for?
The other thing that I've heard come up, depending on who's talking about, is a view that there is a fear that what is actually in the vaccine is dangerous.
Yeah, I
put things in there that are either gross or disgusting, or you'd blow your mind if you really know what was in there.
I've heard, Wayne said things like that. I don't know that much about vaccines. I know that when I've taken the flu vaccine, which is different than childhood vaccines, and I understand that, but when I took it, I got ill from it. So
I'll bring you back in a moment, Mark. You can sound like you're coming around to something.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We'll bring him back here if he can hang on. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Plus, coming up, a gay bar raided in Atlanta for, no reason whatsoever.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free handgun.
Does he love you? Is he cheating on you? Are you going to make that move? Are you miserable and want to fix it? Whatever you need to know, the AskNow.com psychic advisors are here to help.
No one's ever given me such clear guidance on my love life. She's so accurate, it's like scary.
When you need expert advice about romance, love, money, and life's most difficult issues, consult with the gifted psychics at AskNow.com. As a new customer, you'll receive the first 5 minutes absolutely free. Call 1-800-944-4ASK.
Girl, I wanted to believe him, but I needed to know if he was being straight with me. Now, I know.
You were right on the money with everything.
As a new caller, you'll get the first 5 minutes of your reading absolutely free. Call 1-800-944-4ASK. That's 1-800-944-4ASK. Look, we only find answers when we ask. So ask now.
For entertainment only, must be over 18. Credit card required for free offer.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dal.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Those features include the updates, the live streams, and more. If you like the fact that we give you the features free, then maybe you want to shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. If you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. So whatever it is you need to buy, they probably sell it. Dozens of categories, even used items. So if you need to save a few extra bucks, you can go used. Also, save some money by buying new and getting free Super Saver shipping. There are a whole lot of new items that have that, too. You know Amazon, the world's largest internet retailer. Just start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage.
Free Talk Live has teamed up with M&S Press to offer you the only complete writings of Lysander Spooner. If you're interested in buying this very rare set, you already know who Lysander Spooner is and how important he was to the Liberty Movement. You can purchase this 2,800-page, six-volume set bound in library-quality hardcover and delivered to your door for just $335. Now, I need to make it very clear that there is content in these books that you simply cannot find anyplace else. If you think, all right, I can just get it on the internet, I don't need to pay that. No, you can't.
Yeah, this is one thing Amazon does not carry.
Right? This is a very rare, very extraordinary set. And if you're a fan of Lysander Spooner, these copies are like the reason I stopped reading these recently is because there were very, very, very few left. They needed to assess whether they were sold out, kind of thing. And there's very few left. So if this may be the last time I read it. $335. Go to spooner.freetalklive.com. That's spooner.freetalklive.com.
We go back to your calls. Mark is still with us in Brazil, and you're back on Free Talk Live, and you were bringing up the issue of vaccines and how the hosts of Free Talk Live are, I think, pretty much mostly opposed to the idea. Dale, how do you feel about it? If you had kids, what would you do?
Oh, gosh, it's a tough call. Definitely the annual flu vaccines. I don't want to do them anymore because they're done so rapidly and with I don't think, sufficient testing and trying to crank those out every year when the flu is constantly changing. It doesn't seem like the risk warrants and the effort even and the cost and the warrants the actual, you know, taking
going out doing it.
Yeah, as opposed to just taking the risk that you might get the flu.
But what about if you had a kid?
I would be skeptical too. I'd probably do a lot more research if I had a kid. I don't feel like I know the subject well enough right now to decide.
I don't either, but yeah, I'm definitely not enthusiastic about the idea, that's for sure. Mark, go ahead with your thoughts.
No, so I was trying to follow the argument here. There's basically, first, there's skepticism about the effectiveness of the vaccine. And then, second,
which
the idea
vaccine?
That,
you mean H1N1? Right? Or are you talking about the
I'm talking general, oh. The general point of view that I've heard on the show.
But there's not really a general point of view. There's skepticism, I guess you could call it that. I don't know if I'd call that an argument. I don't know if I'd call that an argument, that people are skeptical, but...
An argument?
Yeah, I don't think anyone's arguing
here. You said the argument, and I don't know what the argument is.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone's arguing
position,
here,
opinion, whatever you want to call it. I don't know, sorry.
Go ahead.
Anyway, so the idea that the skepticism about the effectiveness of vaccines and also the view that there is potentially actually really dangerous stuff inside there or stuff that would gross you out or freak you out if you knew it was in there. And what I was trying to figure out is, okay, if you think that they're not really necessarily effective... if you're looking at it from the point of view of the manufacturer, like why would they put stuff in there that's actually gross or bad or dangerous that could just as easily sell basically a placebo and not put anything in there that's intentionally harmful?
Well, they could, and I'm not going to make that. I can't make that argument. That's more Wayne on normally Wednesday, every other Wednesday. And he would be a good one to talk to about that. That's not my particular argument.
I'm not familiar with what does he say about
that? He says there's
thalidomide, mercury stuff.
I think I heard that mercury was taken out of the American not sure. I don't know. Again, I haven't researched on that much because if I did have kids, I'd probably research it more.
Stuff that some people say is not good for you, and other people say that it's okay if it's in this certain amount in this vaccine. It's,
I mean, obviously they think they have a reason why it needs to be in. They believe there's a reason why it needs to be in there, and they feel that justifies something that might otherwise be something you don't want to put into your body. But a lot of it has to do with keeping the virus or whatever it is dead or harmless in whatever fashion so that it triggers your immune system without actually making you sick and things like that. That's the justification, I'm assuming. And there's just people who wonder whether or not that actually is
right. They may have
warranted.
The best interests, and they may have what they believe the best interests of the most people are, but... Some people may be very sensitive to these things. Others are alleging that perhaps there are some consequences from these chemicals that, you know, are not necessarily too concrete yet. But they're, the whole autism thing is an allegation out there. Whether there's any evidence to back that up, I don't know. But
I haven't researched that enough. Like, I don't have a kid.
I haven't either, and I'm so. Not. I don't have a kid either. But nonetheless, I don't see any reason to inject yourself with things that are unnecessary, and it sounds unnecessary to me. It sounds frivolous.
Right, so you're skeptical of it, and you think that it includes stuff that is potentially dangerous, and for that to be so, then they put it there for that reason.
I'm not saying anything.
Let me willy-nilly decide, oh, we're going to put some stuff in here and say that it's effective.
Mark, I understand you came to have a certain position, and I'm sorry that Wayne's not here to take that particular position. I'll tell you what I think. Mine's perhaps a little more formulated than Ian's and Dale's because I do have a child.
Uh-huh.
I am sensitive to the flu vaccine. I have had reactions to the flu vaccine on two occasions. To me, that means that whatever genes I might have that are vaccine sensitive, I may have passed on to my son. So therefore, I need to believe for myself that those vaccines are very effective and worth the risk. And I've seen evidence that the diseases, by and large, that kids are being vaccinated for are very much on the downside. And I do believe vaccines are effective. I also believe that they're dangerous and that they can hurt people and kill some people. So in weighing this, what I have decided is it's really great that everybody else vaccinates their kid, so that my kid is not likely to get it, and I'm not going to vaccinate my kid.
Your thoughts?
Mm-hmm. Well, what I was going with that line of thinking was, what I was trying to show, it struck me as a similar argument that you guys actually strike down a lot, which is, I mean, here the line of thinking was that skeptical of their effectiveness, think that they contain bad things, and if they're manufactured that way, then it's intentionally put in there. So basically, these companies are selling things that are intentionally dangerous and not very effective.
Well, it doesn't actually. It doesn't contradict the argument, because in the normal marketplace, if you make a faulty space heater and your space heater is significantly more likely to catch a house on fire than the other space heaters, then you should be driven out of business because customers file lawsuits. However, in the marketplace, because vaccine manufacturers are insulated by the government from any kind of lawsuit for what might happen to their to people as a result of taking the vaccines, they are not incentivized. They are counter-incentivized to provide a good product.
So basically, you're buying further into my argument, which is they're selling something that's not very effective and is actually intentionally dangerous.
I have no idea what they're doing. I do know that my kid...
No, you said that they're incentivized to the contrary, to actually do dangerous things.
They do seem to be incentivized to the contrary. I suspect that they're good people.
Now, wait a minute. They're not necessarily incentivized to do dangerous things. What you might be saying, Mark, is that they're not incentivized to be as safe as they might otherwise be.
Okay, you keep saying intentionally harmful.
No one here is saying that they're trying to poison
people. Maybe Wayne said that. I haven't heard him say that.
No, because, there are probably 1,000 different ways to make a vaccine that's not very effective. I mean, it doesn't have to involve dangerous or harmful materials.
Right. No one here has said. No one here has said.
Yeah, that's my point.
Okay.
If you take the position that it's not very effective, but even though it's not effective, it actually has dangerous materials in it, it would seem logical to say that they're intentionally putting in dangerous materials.
No, that just means there's a disagreement about
whether it's an ineffective vaccine with placebo material.
That means there's a disagreement about whether it's effective, not that they're intentionally making it harmful.
Right. I feel like I'm not being listened to, Mark.
Yeah, I just got through saying I think that they feel that there's a need to put those things in there, and I understand the idea behind it. The idea of making a vaccine has something that is either the dead virus or a virus that's been made ineffective so that it can't make you sick, but it's similar enough to trigger your immune response.
Nobody here
and
has
I understand
said.
That they put things in there to do that, to either kill the virus or to make it not harmful to your body. But it's just like you give chemo to a cancer patient. That chemo is harming the cancer patient, but you have to attack the cancer. Right, so some people choose to do chemotherapy when they have cancer, and even though they know it's making them sick as a dog, it's doing harm to their body, but it's also harming the cancer. So there's a reason why they tolerate that harmful substance.
And
right?
Some people
that's
swear
a much
it off.
More extreme case than a vaccine, but it's the same idea.
Some people swear off chemotherapy after they try it just a few times because it hurts them so much, and then they manage to beat it on their own. So I know you were trying to get at something, Mark. I'll bring you back if you want here. More coming up at 800-259-9231. I think you guys, we're jumping down his throat a little bit, and I want to hear what he's trying to get at, because I haven't gotten it yet. More coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Hour 2's on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.